We're going to hear from Jeff Dick. He is in very, very involved in community recreation for people with disabilities. And after he finishes, we are going to first have a presentation that's a recording about from someone who's very involved in creating an app for people to do exercise. But then we're going to hear from some of the folks that you all know who live in your state here in Alaska who do some recreational activities that are pretty significant. So I'm going to turn it over to Jeff. Jeff, thank you for coming.
Yes, we need to meet tomorrow because we have Zoomers.
All right. I need to adjust the height since I'm significantly taller. All right, I'm going to start my timer so I don't talk too much tonight or this afternoon. So, hi, everybody. It's awesome to be here today. My name is Jeff Dick, and I'm a recreational therapist with Challenge Alaska. Thank you. I don't go into too many rooms where people clap, so this is exceptional. I feel very welcome. Challenge Alaska, some of you may know about us, some of you may not. I'll give you a real brief rundown about us, who we are, and where, how long we've been around. So Challenge Alaska's mission is improving the lives of people with disabilities, their families, and the community through adaptive sport, therapeutic recreation, and education. We've been around since 1980. We started down in Alyeska Resort on the slopes, basically focusing on downhill skiing. Over the years, we've expanded to where we actually have four programs that operate. Three of those four operate year-round, and the first, of course, being our adaptive ski and snowboard school that we're probably best known for, and it's the one that operates still at Alyeska Resort. We have a wonderful building down there right on the slopes, so if you ever decide you want to try downhill skiing, or if you are an experienced downhill skier and you'd like to ski with us, if you need a guide skier, definitely check us out. We have a setup where if you if you want to downhill ski, you contact our office down there and they will set up a time, meet with you, do a pre-ski assessment to make sure that they can cover all the needs that you have out on the mountain. And regardless of whether it's your first day skiing or if it's your 100th day skiing, they can work with anybody to get them out skiing or snowboarding, I should mention, out on the mountain. You ski right out the door of our building and you're on the slopes. And there really is terrain and ability to teach everybody, regardless of ability level or experience, like I said. So the other three programs that we have operate year-round out of our Anchorage office. One is for veterans with disabilities doing adaptive sports and rec. One is for people with intellectual disabilities, adaptive sports and rec. And the final is what we call our parasport program, which is for people with physical disabilities, including people who are blind. And we have adaptive sports and recreation year round. I am fortunate enough to get to coordinate that program, although all of our staff work pretty closely together because we are a very small office. So one thing I wanted to make sure and mention, I've got some cheat sheet full of notes up here that I'll keep looking at to make sure that I mention everything. And one of them was a reference I found on health.org. And that is something you guys might know this. The government recommends that all adults get at least 150 minutes a week of moderate to high intensity activity. And I started thinking about that, and I do this for a living. And there's some weeks I don't think I get 150 minutes of moderate to high intensive activity. And it can be tough sometimes with our busy schedules. And that's where we as an agency might be a real valuable resource for you. And for people that you know, simply because we do offer a variety of things throughout the year. We would love to be able to serve the blind community better over the years. We've started to have more and more blind individuals show up to our programs, and we've actually started to offer programs specifically for blind individuals, some sports, different things. Some of it is intermixed, like our cycling program. We have people with all different levels of ability, all ages come together, and we meet at the beginning and sometimes at the end, but when you're on the trail, you're not a big group. You're obviously riding either with somebody. In a lot of cases, people are riding tandem. People are riding with a partner on a separate bicycle. Sometimes we have hand cyclists, recumbent cyclists, all different levels of ability and experience. We have small kids, and we have, I think the oldest person we've ever had on the trail was in their 80s. So literally the entire spectrum of the lifespan. And I mean, we all, as long as we can, need to keep moving, right? And we want to start at a young age and keep going. And it's easy to get out of that habit. We would like to be a resource for you to get back into that habit if you have gotten out of the habit. One of the things that we would like to do is find out what you want, what we can do that would be of interest to you. So we developed a little survey, and I would like to say I created this all on my own, but I went online and I stole from about 7 or 8 different surveys I found from all over the world and took the best parts of those surveys and tried to put together the best survey we could. that would ask you what it is that we could offer, that we have the resources to offer. We are very limited on resources. The biggest limitation that we have on resources is our human resources. We're already stretched very thin in the time that we have available. But it's ironic because we literally have a window of time right now between now and the end of the year, starting next week, Wednesday evenings, we could put together something over at the Spinard Recreation Center gym from 7 to 9. So we have 2 hours where we could actually put something together. So if that fits into anybody's window of availability, if they're able to get there, and if we can figure out what it is that people want to see, we could probably put something together in a very short period of time. Recruiting volunteers might be a little bit tough to do within a week, but sometimes our volunteers really step up, and you never know, we might be able to pull something out. So Bonnie is going to send a link to you, and if she doesn't, please hassle her lots for it, to the survey. And it is, I think, 11 or 12 questions long. I tried to keep it as short as possible, too, because nothing's more annoying than sitting down to do a survey and it's just page after page after page. So I tried to keep it simple and short for you guys. Specifically, I'll mention what I had mentioned, or what we're going to be asking about in the survey, the specific sports that I mentioned that we have the resources to do and that we can do throughout the year. Those include swimming, cycling, running, cross-country skiing, and biathlon. If you've never done the sport of biathlon, it's cross-country skiing and shooting together. Yeah, somebody in here might be a bit biased toward that. Archery. And of course, I mentioned downhill skiing and snowboarding. Five-a-side soccer, which is also referred to, or five-a-side football, which is also called blind soccer. Goal ball, hiking, hockey. Blind hockey is a thing. If you haven't heard about it, come ask me after this. I'll spend 30 minutes talking to you about this. It's absolutely amazing. I'm a hockey nut, but blind hockey is fantastic. And beat baseball, of course. We recently acquired a set to be able to do beat baseball. We acquired all of the resources necessary to do that. So this coming summer, if we have some interested folks, we would love to, I don't know if the Lions are still doing it, but we'd love to even talk to them about partnering or something like that. So those are some of the options that are on the survey. And there's, of course, a fill in the blank other. So you can add something if we miss something on that survey. And we would like to collect that data. No promises as to what we're going to be able to do, but I would love to do anything that we could. So keep honor for that survey information, the web address for that. Let me check my time. Oh my goodness, I'm flying. Awesome. Well, maybe I'll get you guys back on track sooner. So if you do want to get involved with Challenge, if you want to learn more about us, if you want to do some of these things, if you look at the survey or some of the things that I said, you were just like, I want to do this starting tomorrow, like now. Next step for you would be to either give me an email or a call. We'll set up a time and we'll do an assessment, which is kind of the first step in becoming involved with Challenge Alaska. Like I mentioned at the beginning, I'm a recreational therapist. And the assessment itself, there's no charge for it, just a little bit of your time. And the whole point of the assessment is to get to know you a little bit, what it is you like, what it is you don't like, recreation-based, of course. We can talk about life in general, too. But recreation is a tool that, as a recreation therapist, we often use to help people make positive changes in their life. So it is about getting active. It is about getting involved. For some people, it's about being more social. For some people, it's about connecting with the community or feeling more connected to something bigger than themselves. For some people, it's that mental stimulation of just not being in the house or just doing solitary things. For some people, it's that physical activity and increasing that physical activity. Some people feel more of a spiritual connection to other people when they're in a group. There's an energy to being in groups of people. It's tangible. I think COVID, if nothing else, has taught us that, being so isolated from each other. And some people do come to participate with us for all of those reasons. And during our assessment, we'll talk about all those little things and what we can do as an agency to perhaps support you. Sometimes people come to us and they say, I don't want to do anything that you guys do. And that's fine, too. The next question is, what can we support you with doing individually in the community? One of the things I mentioned on here was swimming. Another was running. We don't have swimming groups, and occasionally we've had running groups. But what we do in that situation more is we have a bank of volunteers who are interested in swimming and running. And what we can do is pair you up with one of those volunteers, try to find somebody who, similar gender, similar interests, you know, it's just somebody that you're more likely to click with. And then you guys would be responsible to arrange a time and a place to meet Diamond High Pool, West High Pool, wherever it is that you want to swim on once, twice, three times a week, whatever it is. A basis that's consistent for you guys, that's convenient for you guys. And it would be somebody in the water with you to help swim. What we can do as an agency is we can talk to organizations like the pools. And we've done this many times, talking to the pools about why it's important for a blind swimmer to have their own lane. The average person doesn't get that until you explain it to them very clearly. And then when you explain it to them, you start talking, throwing out words like risk management, they pay attention. So we can help clear some of those barriers out of the way as an organization too. So sometimes there are things that, that people want to do that are individual. Oh, one other thing I didn't put on my list here, I should have mentioned, climbing, rock climbing. We do have a once a month rock climbing group. And if, I don't know if anybody in here is interested in or has ever tried rock climbing, but if you think you can't do it, I would challenge that. I would really challenge that. Rock climbing is definitely something that many, many people who don't think they can do it can do. So it's another option for you. And it's not on this list. You could always add it in the other fill in the blank category there. But during our assessment, we'll talk about all those things and we'll talk about what goals you have and how we can help support those goals and get you plugged in after that. A few of the things that we do have a cost associated with them. Downhill skiing, for example, you have to buy a lift pass, but often those things are at a reduced rate because we do fundraise specifically to offset the costs. I know that the, like, if you walked into our ski school tomorrow, they would quote you a price. That price is literally already 50% off what the actual cost is. Then if it's still too expensive, there are scholarships available. So if you do need financial assistance with that, if it's just not affordable, but it's something you really want to do, just don't be shy about asking. Say, hey, is there any way I can get a scholarship to help reduce the cost? Then we'll talk about what it is you can't afford. There are some things that we've negotiated, like at the Dome. If you wanted to go running, we can get you into the Dome for free. So it takes that fee away. Sometimes there are costs or there's no cost. Sometimes there are costs we can't. They're just kind of a fixed cost. That's pretty rare that that is the case, but it does occur. And I just want to throw that out there. So I can give you a best case scenario, no charge. Worst case scenario, there may be a charge. Sometimes things like cross-country skiing, we ask for a $5 a week donation for the skis to maintain them, to keep them up and everything else, you know, just keep the maintenance going on those. It's not required. It's just we request it as a donation. I think I've hit all the important points, but yeah, that really that first step is to reach out and either get my contact info today, write it down, give me a call, send me an email, or just after the conference is over, I'm sure some information is going to be out. Hopefully my contact info will be in there, but I'm happy to share it with you right now too. If you want to email me, it's real simple. Jeff, my first name, at challengealaska.org. Challenge Alaska is all one word. It's all spelled out long, no abbreviations. And our website is just challengealaska.org. So you can also find us that way. And my direct line, if you would like it, is 907-344-7270. Does anyone have any questions, please?
Oh, you're mentioning something about swimming. Where are the locations that you guys offer swimming?
That would be between you and whichever volunteer we end up connecting you with. Generally, people go to whatever pool is closest to them. The high schools, all the high schools have pools, actually. And of course, the open swim times are, there's some limitations to when you can swim. You can't just go anytime because they have different, you know, private groups and they're doing swim lessons and things like that. We've had quite a few groups either at Service or at West High. It seems like the majority of people that have swam with us have gone to one of those two locations, but it could be any pool in the community during open swim or lap swim, I should say. You don't want to go during open swim. That's chaos.
Okay. So I would just have to meet the person there. I would have to find a way to get there.
Exactly. And there's been times in the past too when we've connected volunteers with athletes and it's been convenient for them to pick them up on the way and bring them home afterwards. So that's happened too. I don't want to promise that that will happen, but it sometimes does happen.
Okay. Sounds good.
Jeff, we had a question in the Zoom chat about how to get access to the survey.
That will be coming out here after the conference is over. Bonnie will be sending that information out. She'll send you a link and you can just click on it and it will be done on SurveyMonkey.
This is Tiara. I apologize if you might have already gave this information out, but I came in like a couple minutes into your presentation. I was wondering if you guys offer any of these services to people out in the valley and also if it's like a membership or if it costs anything.
Fantastic question. So I'll start with the membership. It literally comes down to just that first initial assessment. It's not really a membership type thing, but that I guess if it was, that would be the initiation. And then afterward, yeah, once we've talked, once we've gone through the whole assessment process, then we can really make sure that we get you plugged into all of the email lists, the phone call lists, et cetera, so that when things are coming up, you get that information, what's going on, when, if there's a cost, et cetera. Some programs do have a cost, some do not. It just depends. In the valley is the tougher one. Because we are limited on resources, we do not typically offer any ongoing programs in the Valley. However, there is one exception to that. The, oh my gosh, I just went blank. Cross Country Ski Club out in the Valley. I can't, Natsu Ski Club, I think. It couldn't be that simple, could it? Natsu Ski Club, we've talked with them and worked with them last year, starting last year, and they're very open to working with blind skiers especially. Their membership is excited to, they have equipment if you don't have it. And all we need to do is just connect you with them, or you can even contact them directly and talk to them about that. And what they'll do is they'll meet up with you in different trailheads. And they even were helping one person get there to and from. I think they were arranging transportation for them to and from. And skiing with them as a partner. If you've never skied before, they'll work with you to learn to ski. If you've skied lots, if you're a pro, they'll take you out on some of the toughest trails, but they'll definitely get you moving. So that's kind of the exception. The one other thing that we do in the Valley on a consistent basis, we have a one-time-a-year special event. It's called Summer Splash. It's an adaptive water sports symposium. It's always the last Saturday in June. And it's out at Finger Lake at the Elks Lodge. It's a pretty awesome day. We do adaptive water skiing, canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards. We have a pontoon boat. We have a big giant tube that seats three that gets ripped around the lake at full speed.
And water skiing.
And water skiing, yeah. And personal watercraft, yeah. And it's a pretty fun day. I would like to say it's always sunny and warm. We picked the last Saturday in June. Because historically, we look back through 30 years of data, it's historically the warmest or historically the sunniest weekend in summer. So fingers crossed on that one. Unfortunately, it always conflicts with the Scottish Festival too. They pick the same weekend. So yeah, the Highlands Festival. But the Highlands Festival is on Sunday. We're only on Saturday. So you could do both, just saying. Yeah. Kevin, you had a question?
I did, but Tira asked you with the Valley Outreach.
Okay. No, it's a great question. It's something we get asked a lot, and it's something that I wish I had a better answer for. Simply, we are super limited in the resources that we have. And like I said, human resources are the one thing that we have, we're stretched the thinnest on. Our time, it's we literally are about as stretched as we can get. I always feel bad when I say that because we want to do more. We're here to, you know, serve the community, and we're here to, we all believe very passionately that recreation is a right, not a privilege, and everybody should have equal access to it. And anything we can do to help people have better access to recreation, if it's within our power, we will definitely do it. So other questions?
So Orlando, I know a couple of the members have, went fishing less this summer. Are you going to have fishing again?
Fantastic question. The answer to that is possibly.
Well, I think dip netting would be awesome too for them.
So there is a possible option for that too. There's a gentleman that operates. I have to say this slowly so you guys don't misunderstand me. There's a gentleman that operates a boat called the Dip Ship. He takes people out on his boat and they actually dip net. It's in the Kenai River, I think. It's down on the peninsula. Is that right? Okay. Awesome. Yeah. And he can possibly take a group of people out. He offers that to us at reduced cost. And the biggest challenge is it's a super long day to go down on the peninsula. For those who went fishing last year, they were able to find somebody who was able, they were willing to give them the Airbnb at a super, well, it wasn't even Airbnb, actually. It was a private cabin. They gave it to him at a super low cost. So that they could spend the night down there and not make it a super long day. I keep saying super, don't I? A really long day driving down, fishing and driving back in the same day. It's just a tremendously long day. So that's one of those programs where the cost, there definitely would be a cost. It would just be dependent on what we could get the boat for, what we could get lodging for, et cetera, et cetera. And then dividing it up amongst the number of people. But there's definitely that option. And I should also say one other thing I'll throw out there that's a possibility. If anybody's ever wanted to do this is backcountry, Denali. We can't be as backcountry as we used to be in the park because with the slide, the road has been closed. So we can't get all the way back to Wonder Lake. But for a number of years now, we've taken a group of people primarily with mobility impairments, but also we've had a number of blind individuals go with us too. And we go back into the park. This last year we had to limit it to, and for the next few years at least, we're going to have to limit it to going back to Igloo Creek Campground. We go back on a Monday, we come back on a Friday, and we spend the week in the park roughing it. Per se, it just depends on what you call roughing it. We are car camping. We get a special permit to drive in, especially since we have so many people with mobility impairments. But we were hiking some pretty awesome terrain. You're getting off the road, off the trails, onto the tundra. So if you are an adventurer type who is interested possibly in something like that too, that is something where you have very limited spaces. There's only so many people that we can take. And we also have to take a specific number of volunteers with us because obviously we need one person to go with each blind individual so that they can be a guide for them. For some of our persons with mobility impairments, when we're going off-road, it takes two, even three people, sometimes depending on the terrain that we're trying to negotiate. We have some off-road devices made for mobility in really non-ambulatory type environments where it's super rocky, spongy, soft, pitchy, whatever. It just takes a number of people to make that happen. So that's another option too that I didn't mention. So fishing is definitely a possibility. Another great reason to call me and meet with me, because then you get put on my fishing list, and when those opportunities come up, you get an email. Bonnie, you got a question? Yeah. Hang on, I'll see if I can pull it out here. It's coming slowly. It may not go back. Here you go.
Okay, so my question is, so, you know, we send out emails about activities coming up, and I love sending your emails to our list. Would you be willing, since you cannot give us names of blind people that we could introduce the NFB to, would you be willing to occasionally send out an email for us to people, you know, like about our meetings coming up, about this convention coming up, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know that I have anybody on my contact list. You don't, but I would be happy to. And if you guys get it two or three times, that's why.
This is Patty here. She is our representative from our national office. And she's pretty certain you do, but every now and it's amazing. I think I know most blind people, and then someone says to me, in fact, Aubrey was voting the other day, and I was hogging the machine because it took me so long. But anyway, a man in a cane, an older gentleman with a woman in a cane, and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't get to find out who that was. So anyway, yeah. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, no, understood. I work with a number of people who have... Someone well, if there's no other questions, oh, one more.
Hello. My name is Amelia. Since most of them already asked some sports questions, I'd like to ask from Challenge Alaska, like, is there an activity like a ballroom dancing? Good answer. Okay, come on, let's do it, because who knows, somebody here might want to join America's Got Talent. Mm.
Or Dancing with the Stars,
correct, yeah. Please, thank you.
Yeah, way to go.
You know what? When you do that survey, you can follow the issues added to other types on the blank
I think his mic is off. Okay, so is he using it?
We've done this many times in the past. We try not to trip all of them.
Thank you.
Sorry, I hear my own voice and it echoes inside my head. I thought I was on. So what we've done in the past often as an agency, we try not to replicate or duplicate resources that already exist in the community, because that's just a waste of our effort. We want to put our efforts, use them as efficiently as possible. So if there was interest in ballroom dancing, the first thing I would do is seek out, does somebody in town already do ballroom dancing? I know the answer to that is yes. So we would try to partner with them and work with them so that they're experts in ballroom dancing. I'm not. I could go become one, but you don't want to wait the 5 years it would take me, and I'm not very graceful. So we would try to connect anybody who wants to do that up with an existing group that does ballroom dancing and find a way to make it so that it's user-friendly for you and that it has value to you, and just try to bridge that gap as much as possible. But if you want to do that, write it in. Write it in on the survey. I'd love to see that happen. I'm a fan of watching ballroom dancing. I trip over my own. I trip over my shoelaces all the time, so yeah, it might be. Other questions? Absolutely.
Oh, no, I was answering her question.
All right, so I think unless we have a really urgent question, I just want to say thank you, Jeff, so much for coming.